Welcome to Not So Different, a podcast from the Center for Biosimilars. I'm your host, Skylar Jeremias. This episode is going to be recapping some of the biggest regulatory events to happen in the biosimilar space during the month of August, including two European approvals, two U.S. approvals, including one for an interchangeable biosimilar, and the advancement of the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. During this month, the Inflation Reduction Act, or IRA, passed in the Senate and was signed into law by President Joe Biden. The IRA has drawn support and criticism from the biosimilar community because of some of the provisions that either did or did not make it into the final version. First, the IRA gave CMS the power to negotiate drug prices directly with drug companies, which is thought to lower prices. Although some industry experts believed that this could be great for advancing biosimilar adoption and lowering costs, several biosimilar advocacy organizations have criticized the measure as harmful to biosimilars and potentially preventing competition, which is expected to have a greater impact on drug prices. Additionally, before the Senate vote, the $35 out-of-pocket co-payment monthly cap on insulin products for patients with diabetes enrolled in private insurance plans was removed from the bill. The $35 cap was originally put in place for Medicare plans during the Trump administration, but despite the Biden administration calling for the measure to extend to the private sector, the provision had to be removed after a point of order vote. The European Union and the United States approved ranibizumab biosimilar, marking the second approval for an ophthalmology biosimilar in both markets. Towards the end of the month, the European Commission granted marketing authorization to Teva Pharmaceuticals' Ranivizio for all five indications of the reference product Lucentis, including age-related macular degeneration. Ranivizio was also the second ranibizumab biosimilar approved in the United Kingdom under the name Ongavia. Earlier, the U.S. FDA approved Coherus Biosciences' Cimerli, also known as ranibizumab EQRN. In addition to being the second ophthalmology biosimilar approved in the country, Cimerli is also the second ranibizumab biosimilar and the third interchangeable biosimilar to be approved in the United States. As the United States prepares for the 2023 influx of adalimumab biosimilars referencing Humira, two companies made moves to differentiate their biosimilars from the other 6 to 9 that are anticipated to launch next year. Samsung Bioepis received FDA approval for its high-concentration, citrate-free formulation of Hadlima, also known as adalimumab BWWD. The low-concentration formulation of Hadlima was approved in July 2019, and both formulations are expected to launch on the U.S. market in July 2023. Additionally, the FDA accepted an investigational new drug application seeking permission to test Celltrion Healthcare's Euflima for interchangeability. Euflima is one of three adalimumab biosimilars that are under review with the FDA. Currently, only one adalimumab biosimilar has an interchangeability designation, and Celltrion is one of five companies seeking interchangeability for their respective adalimumab products. The European Commission granted marketing authorization to its seventh bevacizumab biosimilar referencing Avastin, Celltrion Healthcare's Vexalma, also known as CTP16. The biosimilar was approved for the treatment of several forms of cancer. And lastly, the FDA accepted a biologics license application for Fresenius Kabi's tocilizumab biosimilar candidate MSB11456. The biosimilar would reference Actemra, a drug used to treat several autoimmune conditions. Fresenius Kabi said that it expects the FDA to approve the drug in 2023. Thank you for tuning into this special episode of Not So Different. To read more about the stories that we discussed today, you can find the links in the show notes. And until next time, you can visit us at centerforbiosimilars.com.